We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
Sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francis on the Fan. Sports
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM. WFAN. From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's on Francis on the Fan on this sixth day of December. Football Friday. And obviously the final show of what has been a very, very long run here for me. You know, I tweeted this morning. I said I first did an afternoon drive show in November of 1987. That was the first one that I did an afternoon drive by myself. I sat in on Thanksgiving Day and then the day after for Pete Franklin. So November 1987 was the first time I entered afternoon drive on the Fan. I did a lot of shows in the time leading up to the fall of 89. I did many shows filling in for Pete in the afternoon. I did about 3 or 4 months worth right before Mike and the Mad Dog started. And obviously this has been my home since September 5th, 1989, for the first 19 and three-quarter years with Dog, and then the 12 years since by myself, that's a lot of time. I mean, that's half a lifetime that I have spent these hours. And, you know, there's very few people who get to even, you know, work at a major station in New York. I mean, it's a honored to do that, but to have the same show and the same hours for over 30 years is more than anybody could ask for. So this is the last one. We will, you know, not spend a lot of time dwelling on that. You know, maybe the last couple of minutes we'll chat about it a little bit in the last half hour, but this is the final afternoon drive show for me after all these years. There'll be a new show starting in January when they start the winter. Obviously, there'll be, you know, different shows filling in the next couple of weeks. I know they haven't announced yet what's going to follow. I don't know. You'll have to wait and see what's going to follow. I think it'll be comprised of the people who are here, so I don't think they're going outside the company to put the shows together. At least I don't think so. But they haven't consulted with me and told me what they're doing yet, so I haven't heard. Whoever it is, we wish them well. And obviously, I wish them even a portion of the good fortune and success that I've had doing this for these many, many years. So it's been an incredible run. I remember very well getting called into the program director's office in August of 89 on a summer day. And the program director at that time, a guy named Mark Mason, said to me, "Hey, I want to tell you some good news. You're going to afternoon drive." I said, "Great. But you're not going alone." So that's how it started. That became the saga of Mike and the Mad Dog. That was Mark Mason's idea, one that will be the highlight of his career, obviously, for a long time, having had the ingenuity and the smarts to create a show that most people were against, most people thought could not work, most people who critiqued it said it wouldn't work. A month in, most of them felt it was doomed for failure. Most people inside the station felt the same thing, and it obviously became the biggest and most successful sports talk show of all time. So he gets credit for that, and rightly so, and I owe him a lot of debt of gratitude because it was his idea. He took the chance on us and really withstood, and it just is a good thing to remember, withstood a tremendous amount of pressure and criticism early on, but stuck by his guns. And it turned out to be something that he's spent a lot of time taking bows for many years since, and rightly so. But he had conviction. He believed in it. He believed it would work. A lot of people didn't. I mean, early on, it was a tough go for a little while, as we know. But we all know what the final result was, and led into a very long time here and a very long relationship with this station and with this audience, and for that I am very grateful. I've said it many times, I have had the most loyal and consistent audience that anybody could ever have. I mean, really. I mean, you know, we've had been very fortunate to be at the top of the ratings for 30 years, and that's a testimony to having just a very loyal audience, because without the audience, it doesn't work, you know. You guys are the ones that make the decisions, just like in most things. You know, the public makes the decisions. You know, that's it. I mean, without that, you know, you have the power to make things succeed and things fail. I mean, whether it's teams, whether it's restaurants, whether it's personalities, whether it's movies, whatever it may be. You know, it's based on whether or not you people respond to it. If you don't respond, it doesn't work. It doesn't last long. And obviously, so I owe you a great debt of gratitude for that. To the ones who people know because they call in, that's a very, you know, that's less than 2% of the audience that ever calls in. You know, you meet people and they say, hey, I don't call in. Well, most people don't call in. 98% don't ever call. But you need the callers who participate, and then you need everybody else to just show up and listen. And for that, I am very, very grateful to the audience for their tremendous response and their incredible consistency over such a long period of time. So we got a football Friday to get to. Obviously, some interesting things going on. The first will revolve around the Cowboys from last night. A terrible, just another head-scratching performance. You know, you look at the Cowboys, and it is just obvious to the eye. I mean, they have among the more talented teams in the league. I mean, you look at them, you go position by position, you go down the line. This team is the perfect example of the whole not being anywhere near the sum of the parts. They have players. They just don't make plays. I mean, they are an incredibly talented team. I would go so far as to say that very few rosters in this league would change places man for man for this whole team. I mean, this team has you go down the list. On the defensive side of the ball, which was so disappointing last night, to the offensive side of the ball, to the offensive line, to the skill position. I mean, this team is loaded with players, and they just cannot get out of their own way. And the division, the once mighty NFC East. I mean, think about the NFC East. Think about the days of the mighty NFC East. Think about having, you know, the Cowboys and all they've accomplished. The Giants and all they've accomplished. The Redskins and all they've accomplished. And even the Eagles have won a Super Bowl and been to two. You know, this division, there are no teams who have, every one of the teams has been to multiple Super Bowls. Every team in the division has won a Super Bowl. Most of them have been at the top. I mean, the Redskins, you know, were good in the days of George Allen. They won 3 Super Bowls with Joe Gibbs. The Eagles finally got on the board, went to a Super Bowl with Andy Reid, won a Super Bowl just recently. The Cowboys and all their many runs, whether it was with Landry or then to Jimmy Johnson and then finally to Barry Switzer, and what they've accomplished. And, of course, the Giants five times with four wins. I mean, this is a decorated division. It has always been one of the NFL's toughest neighborhoods, and right now it is embarrassingly weak. I tweeted during the game that the NFCs had decided they weren't going to send a team this year. And, you know, people actually responded, hey, you can't do that. You know, you have to send a team. Really? I didn't know that. Really? He thought I was serious. I mean, but it's amazing. People, they just respond to everything. But, I mean, obviously they're going to send a team. But they might send one this year at 8-8. They might. Who knows? Maybe the Redskins will get hot and win it at 7-9. Although they have to win at Green Bay first this week. But, you know, the Eagles lose and you say, all right, now Dallas is division. Dallas can't win a game, though. They can't get out of their way. I mean, they get embarrassed before Thanksgiving. They get embarrassed on Thanksgiving. They get embarrassed after Thanksgiving. That was another rotten performance. Just like the Buffalo game on Thanksgiving was a rotten performance. This was a rotten performance last night. And I watched Jason after the game, and I watched Jerry Jones after the game. And, you know, you're waiting for Jerry to just, you know, say, this is it, I'm cleaning out. Well, he hasn't said anything. And you know how much he likes Jason, but you would have to think that this year he will have to make a change. And, you know, early in the year there had been all kinds of talk because of the relationship between Prescott and Moore that he had become the guy who was the object of Jimmy's attention, Jerry's attention. But I would think, considering how bad the staff and the head coach have been this year, you can't take somebody off the staff now. You can't. Not when you play like this. So I would think it's probably, if Jason's going, you would think that he's back to his obsession with Lincoln Riley, I would think. But one thing about that, yeah, he's done some great work with quarterbacks on a college level. And he's won, but he puts a team out there that's the same all the time. They can outscore anybody. They can't win the championship because they can't play defense. They can score a ton of points. They can give up a ton of points. But it's very difficult for them to do anything else because of the fact that they just don't play a whole lot of defense. Will he walk in the NFL and be successful? Maybe. I wouldn't say it's automatic. But who is? Very few guys are. But it sure looks like they're headed for a change. I mean, with what they've done of late, it is almost head-scratching. They have been so bad. And you can't have as many players as they have and play as bad as they play. I mean, they're just playing so badly, it's unbelievable. You know, I was surprised with what happened with the Eagles on Sunday. I was just as surprised with how poorly the Cowboys have played in recent weeks. Nobody wants a division. Well, then, you know, there's always the back end you have to bring up, and that's the Giants. But, I mean, even the Redskins have started to play better. But someone's going to win it. Maybe. I don't think I've seen a team in this format. I don't think I've ever seen a 7-9 division winner. I've seen an 8-8 division winner. I remember the 8-8 Browns almost upset the Dolphins in the playoffs. Dolphins finally pulled away in the final minutes, but they actually were getting ready to win a game. They were like getting ready to spring an upset at 8-8. I remember an 8-8 team going. I don't think, I mean, I'm sure it's happened once that I can't remember off the top of my head. I think once, didn't we have a team in the West, in the NFC West, go with 7-8-1
2010 Seahawks.
7-8-1? Is that what they were, 7-8-1? I think that was true, right? 7-8-1?
7-9.
7-9, okay. I thought it was 7-8-1. Okay, 7-9, okay. 7-9, okay. So it did happen. Could happen again here. I mean, it could happen again. I mean, 8-8, 7-9. I mean, it's hard to go to playoffs at 7-9 and, you know, go there with your head up and your shoulders back and feel proud about yourself. But, hey, somebody has to go. They don't let you cancel it. So somebody's got to go, even though nobody deserves it. And if you look at it, now the Eagles are back in it, but they have to be motivated to play this week against the Giants. I mean, it's right there in front of them if they can win their games. You know, they went out. They're going to be 9-7. You know, the Cowboys, the way they're playing, you know, they're not going anywhere. So, hey, somebody's got to win it. Somebody's got to get hot. But I would have thought that if the Eagles had won last week against the Dolphins, I would be saying right now off last night that there's no way the Eagles aren't winning the division. But I watched them last week lose a 28-14 lead in a game they had to win to the Dolphins. So it's hard to take them seriously. The Knicks is not, you know, just there's nothing to say. I mean, it's so sad. There's just nothing to say. You follow up a game where you get beat by 44 with a game at home that you get beat by 37. I mean, come on now. There's not even anything to say in defense of anybody over there. It's just, it really, it almost boggles the mind how bad it is now. Back-to-back games in the league, get beat by 81 points. Sad. Really sad. So a football Friday, we got a lot to get to on this sixth day of December. We'll get it all rolling right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.